Hod the toya, hod the loy toya. Once where they made a mistake, once where they did not make a mistake. Rashi says the pichtu shtosay afiru. Where Beis Din made a mistake and they evaluated too high or too low, then taka they do it over again. But where they did not make a mistake, then they don't go over again. For the Gemara, either loy toya, mayachel minchais. If Beis Din did not make any mistake, so what's the havel mina that the Yisraelim could say, I want to do it over again? Or why does Rav Nachman there say they could do it over again? So Gemara says, oh, what's the shaila there? So Gemara says, Yechoylem Limchas Bruches. Like we said before, it means that if the Beis Din gave out the property to this son on the right side, him on the left side, then later when they grow up, the Yisraelim say, I don't like the right side, I want the left side. And the other one says, I want the right side. So that's the shaila, since Beis Din did it first, does the Yisraelim now have a right to go back, to disagree, to do it over again? So here Rav Nachman says, no, they cannot do it over again. Because the story of Makoyach Beis Din Yofa, since Beis Din made this psak, we have to leave the way it is. Just if Beis Din made a complete mistake, when they went to sell the property, they charged either too much or too little, where they made a complete mistake, there we say they made a mistake, it could be chayzer, retract, take it back. But when Beis Din did not make a mistake, just Beis Din gave one son the right side and the other son the left side, and later they don't like what they got, there Rav Nachman says, Makoyach Beis Din Yofa, you cannot do it over again. When two brothers make Yerusha, the father died, and then they divide up the property, they consider like they're buying it one off another. In other words, we hold Ein Breira, and therefore consider now like one son is buying it off the other son. And therefore, Pachas Mishtus Nikne Mekach, Yeser Ashtus Voto Mekach. If the difference was less than a sixth, the Mekach still takes place. But if they made a mistake by more than a sixth, then the Mechir is bottled. Shtus, let's say they charge exactly a sixth too much, then Kona, the Lachar is the Mechir still takes place, but Omachzor Eino, you have to return that to Eino. These are the regular Lachars of Eino. Whenever you sell something and you jip the other person, it depends. If you jip him more than a sixth, so the Mechir is bottle. If you jip him less than a sixth, that's okay. If you jip him exactly a sixth, then the Lachar is the Mechir still takes place, but you have to pay him back the sixth. Omar Rav says, Hodi Amar, not that we say, Pachas Mishtus Nikne Mekach, that less than a sixth, it's okay. Lo'imornel v'lo'ishav yashliach. Only where you did not appoint a shliach to make the mechira to sell for you. Avashav yashliach, but where you made a shliach to sell it for you, Oma, then you have a right to say, Litkuni shad v'sichad ol v'le'l avasi. I only appointed you to do something good for me, and not to do bad for me. So since you made a mistake like that, you jipped me, even though it's less than a sixth, but any type of a loss, it's a svara, I did not appoint you to shliach. That's called the Tzkuni Shadrasich. I only appointed you to do good for me, and not to do bad. So to do bad, you're not a shliach at all. Now we heard Yamar, not that we said, yes to Mishtus, Boto Mekach, if you charge more than a sixth. So the Mechir is Boto, Lo Yamar Nezazon, Yisela De Lo Yoma, Nip Naflagina Bishuma, De Veidina. If you didn't make up, that will divide it the way Bezin says so. Avloma, but if you made up between yourselves, Niflag Bishuma De Veidina, that will divide up the way Bezin evaluates it, Mocher Kayim. That even though Beis Din made this mistake of more than a sixth, still the Mechir is good. The Tanan, like we learned. Shum HaDayonim, when Beis Din evaluates something, Shepich Sushtus, Vayasir Ushtus, Mochrin Bottle. That's what the Tanakama says. But the Shum of Gamliel, I know, Mochrin Kayim, that the Mechir is good, because it's far of Makoyach Beis Din Yofa. So if you make up to do what Beis Din does, then the sale still takes place. For all the more, not that you said, Shtus Karno Master Reno, that if you only charge one sixth more, the sale is good. You only have to give back the extra six. It's only by metaltlim. But if it's a sale by property, there's no halacha by no, and the six you can keep. Only where you divide it up, iloi means just by umdina. No, you didn't actually measure out the property. You just stated that you evaluated around about what it's worth. But you went to measure it off, the exact measurement, and then you jipped me, you didn't give me I bought exactly 100 acres, all right, 100 yards, and you gave me less, and then no, then it's a bottle. Kid the rabba. The Yama rabba says, Kol davar shebemidu shebemishkol shebeminyin, hafilu pochus mechdeyano nami choyzer. Anytime I sell something with the exact amount of measurement, then I'm makfir, I want exactly 2 pounds, or 2 feet worth, or the exact midah, then it could be choyzer. Masha'ir. Yeah. But then we say, you can't be chayz, it's only where you estimated it. But when you said an exact amount, if you didn't give the exact amount, then you could be chayz. The other Tanan, that's what we learned. Ha'ashalayach ha'savira. B'yad chereshayt v'kotin. If somebody sends a fire, with a cheresh right to the cotton, and it does damage, he burns up somebody's house, is potim adin yod mechayim adin mishamayim. Now, shiluach b'yatikeh, let's say you send a fire though with a smart man, tikeh chayiv, then we say ein shpichat bar avera, and the smart man, he's chayiv for the hazard that he did. The question is, why? Name shluv, shalom kemoisai. Why don't you say, if you send the fire with a normal person, and the person went and burned up somebody's house, why aren't you chayiv? Say shluv, shalom kemoisai. Samura says, no, the famous klal, shani yosom, the klal is, the ein shpichat bar avera. The Armina, we said, the story is divri rav, divri talmud, divri mishaimim. Like, you're not supposed to listen to such a person. If Hashem says don't destroy somebody's property, and a man says to do it, you have no right to listen to him. So therefore, his appointing means nothing. Because even though he told you to do it, but you're not supposed to do it. So if you do it, the pshat is you're doing it on your own, not because he told you. Therefore, there's no shlichus. I've heard the time of that thing we learned. Shliach shliyosa shlichusoi. Shliach mo. Do you make a shliach to take mila, to take something from kachim, and he doesn't take it, he takes the wrong thing, the shlichus mo. But also shlichus, if you tell a shliach to take something from kachim, balabayis moel. The balabos is over the isamila. The question is why? To the yosa shlichus of the balabayis miyum moel amai. Name, why don't we say you also a shlichus of the baravera? So Mar says, shani mila, the afina chet mitruma. Mila is different. We're not from xeras akosiv, chet mitruma. The ma truma meshavi shlichus, have mila meshavi shlichus. When they learn out from here that all over, you should say, yeh shlichus of baravera. So Mar says, no, mishum, that the mila shlichus yad, shneksum of boich yechod. Because shneksum of boich yechod, vayim alamdin. That mila of the amoran shlichus, there's two psuk in the Torah say, there's yeh shlichus of baravera. So only these two places, no place else. So Milu, we just said chet chet mitruma. Where's the
part? So any time you make a shliach to be nene from kochim, we said the klal is yesh shliach ledvar avera. Now shlichus yad mahi. Where's there a case of a shlichus yad? A shlichus yad the pikodin means if you're a shem the pikodin, you're watching somebody else's chayfetz. So you're watching somebody else. Let's say watch, and if you use it for yourself, you call the shlichus yad that you chayiv. So we say, "My, what's the case?" The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, "I call Devar Pesha." What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Means Bosrim lo shalach yod iksiv." If the Torah says not to be shalach yad, not to take the pekodim for yourself, and then it says, "Yichayiv if any type of a pshia happens." So Beshama Yirm Beshami says, "Lechayiv ala machshava kemaisa." The pasuk is teaching us that with machshava, or else with dibur, if you just said, it's considered like you were shalach yad bepekodim, and therefore it becomes into your rishus from that time, and if anything happens to it, you're chayiv, even if a noinus happens to it. So Beshami says, just with machshav alone, if you just think that you want to take it to use it, for that alone if it comes into your reshus, and if something happens to it, you're chayiv. Ubeisil oimrim, Beisil says, no, ein chayiv ach yishlech boyad. No, you only chayiv until you actually take the chayfetz and use it. Shenem, because the pasuk says, dim lo sholach yodai, if you do not take it, mashma, you have to take it. Omru Beisham Levesilu Beisham says back to Levesilu Vahaloi Nema. The pasuk says they are called the Vatesha. Mashma, any type of thing that goes wrong, Yechayif for, it's coming to be marba, coming to include something. So Beisham says it's coming to include with Machshav alone, just that you have a thought to take it. Omru Lehem Beisilu, but Beisilu says back no Levesamai Vahaloi Nema. But the pasuk also says Im Lo Sholach Yodeh Bemleches Riyayu, that Mashma, you have to take it. Shlichus Yad is only if you take it for yourself and not just with Machshava, just thinking about it. So the Shal, which one of these two psukim do you make Dika Drosha from? So Amu Beishamal Beisilu Beisham is about to Beisilu and came according to you though I called about Pesha Lomli. What do we do with the extra pasuk? I called about Pesha. So Beisilu answers back Sheyokol Ein Liyelahu. We only think if he himself is Shlich Yad. Omra LeAvdar LeShluchay Minayin. How do we know if the Bala Pikodim, the one that's watching the Chayfetz, tells the Shlich now go take it and use it? Minayin, how do you know to say now that the Baal HaPikodin is Chayiv? The Shomer HaPikodin is Chayiv? Talmud Leima, that's the rib of this Pasuk, are called Devar Pesha. That's what Beis Shilu says. So according to Beis Shilu, we have this extra Pasuk, are called Devar Pesha, that you say, Yei Shlich V'Devar Avera, by Shlichas Yad. So therefore it comes out, the Torah says this Chiddush by two places, by Shlichas Yad and by Mila. So therefore that's the Klal, of Shnei Ksum, Aboin Kiyach, Reim Malamdin, we cannot learn out to all other places. So Gemara says, first of all, that uses the pasuk called Devar Pesha for Yer Shlichus by Shlichus Yad, Ella Bei Shammai, to Mukmele Lahai Krova Machshava Kemaisa, that he says from the Pesach, called about Peshach, come to teach us the Machshavas Kemaisa, so it comes out, you don't have a special Pesach by Shlichus Yad, to say Yeshlich Ledvar Veira. So there's only one Pesach by Mila, Chet Chet Mitruma, that you say Yeshlich Ledvar Veira. So the question is, according to Beis Shammai,